I'll be peeking through the blinds, giving death eye to the kids on the yard, and seeing what the neighbors are up to. So fuck it all. I don't care.
Speaking of...
Oh, my God.
There's something very strange.
Gladys, will you stop?
No, I will not. It is time that people found out about this house.
That's right. It's time for the Kravitz Report. And look, I shortened it like I promised, so it's not a two-minute-long intro that nobody cares about. Half of you probably don't even know who Mrs. Kravitz is. Big Fatty will know, and Toppy will know, but a lot of people might not know. Look it up. I'm not your Google. Anyway...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Half of you probably don't even know who Big Fatty is.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3070 of the BFO the 15th. Of November 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna try to catch up on a few things on my list. Yes, be ready. Hello, setupers. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You're setupers today because y'all, Big Fatty. Big Fatty has had a very productive day here at the villa. On Thursday, and y'all, well, I'll tell you about that a little bit later when I talk about my day here in Fat Acres. But y'all, we have got big doings. Big doings, I tell you. And we just need to get to those doings right now. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. There's no pussyfooting around today. We have not got no Big Fatty. Y'all, we have eight celebrations of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, today, the 15th, we have got five of them. Y'all, the first, y'all, I've met this person in the Chicago's. And y'all, she's been scarred ever since. And she's betrothed now. Y'all, it is none other than the... And y'all, she's done a lot of the show art for the BFO over the years. Y'all, it's none other than Miss... Lauren, Big Fatty, we love Miss Lauren. It's true, we do. And y'all, then I've met this next person a couple of times out there at the Lost Wages. And y'all, he used to be on that Howdy Do Pancakes. Yes, Big Fatty, it went the way of a blue waffle. Well, I guess y'all, it's JR. Oh, Big Fatty.
He's a pork byproduct.
Big Fatty, you're saying he's a pig? Well, maybe. Y'all, the next, I've never met this person, but y'all, he recently, I'm gonna say within the past year, got back in touch with y'all, it is none other than Puffreddy. Big Fatty, he went on a cruise with Archie, I think, and y'all, then the next one is used to be on that Don't Quit Your Day Job, buddy, quit it, Big Fatty. It's true, y'all, is that Pat Geick rhymes with Dyke, and he sang the census song for the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then the next person I've met in the Toronto and in the Lost Wages, y'all, one of the nicest people, honestly, one of the nicest people you will ever meet. Y'all, it is that Urban Guy T.O. Big Fatty, we love Urban Guy T.O. It's true. And y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, one of the craziest people you'll ever meet. Y'all, she's part of Ding the Bell, a little show. Met her many times in Lost Wages and in Knowledge. Y'all, it is the Bell. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Bell. And y'all, then there's someone from, I don't know where this person's from, but y'all, she was the number two fan of the BFO back in 2012. Big Fatty, y'all, it is none other than that Yaz Mama Do. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Yaz Mama. Oh, Big Fatty, you ran out of music and we're not done. We're here. Hang on a second. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I can't believe we ran out. Big Fatty, we've got so many exitings, it's true. But y'all, that's that Yaz Mama Do. Yes, Big Fatty, Yaz Mama. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, I see him often, at least once a year for the supper. The podcasters and listeners, supper over there in the Hatlanta. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, it's the Hatlanta dinner. This year is going to be on Tuesday, December the 10th. So y'all, if you're going to be in the Hatlanta area, I know that Kyle and the Hawaiian was thinking of moving to the Hatlanta, but y'all, if there's others that are in the Hatlanta area that would like to attend, y'all get in touch with the birthday boy many, many times in Hatlanta. He's been to Lost Wages. Y'all, he does that little show with the Laughing Buddha called the North and South of Things. And he does his own little show from time to time, the George in Atlanta. Y'all, it is none other than George in Atlanta. Oh, Big Fatty, we love George in Atlanta, too. So, y'all, if you see Miss Lala Lauren or JR or Perfetti or Pat Guy Rhymes with Dyke or Urban Guy T.O. or DaBelle or Yes Mama Do or George in Atlanta on the 20th or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. That's one hell of a piece of cake. That's all I gotta say.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Indeed, y'all, that Alex Lefebvre did confirm that he is a cunning linguist. Anyway, Big Fatty. After I talked to you yesterday, I was here at the villa and, you know, just kind of piddling around. I did take an afternoon nipple walk, so I did get all my steps in. Y'all, I'm not going to get all my steps in on Thursday, though, because, y'all, it's raining. It is raining now, but let's see how many I got. Y'all, I got 6,300 on my morning nipple walk on Thursday. But anyway, let's see what was I saying. But I was just piddling around the house. Y'all, one thing I forgot to tell you, that I, earlier in the week, I was doing one of my nipple walks, and y'all, I was counting up how many houses still had up their gay crema decorations and how many had up crema decorations. And y'all, there were 9 houses that still had up some sort of gay crema. And there are a lot of houses that have pumpkins and all still out, but I consider that fall decorations now. But, y'all, it was like a skeleton or a witch or a spider webs or something like that. And y'all, there were already 7 houses that had up some sort of outdoor crema decorations, or whether it be a wreath or whatever. And y'all, I went by Andy and Josh's house Thursday morning, and y'all, they haven't decorated outside, but y'all, I could peer through the window as I walk by. Big Fatty, you're a peeping Tom, and you're a pervert. Well, part of that's right, but anyway, y'all, they have already got, I could make out two crema trees in the house with the little white lights on it. Yes, Big Fatty, the fairy lights. Well, okay. Anyway, I did my nipple walk and everything, and came back here to the house. And y'all, I forgot to tell you, I made a poke roast in the cracker pot. Y'all, I put some fresh rosemary in with it, and just put some salt and pepper. Y'all, it was delicious. And I was kind of sitting there picking at it. Because, you know, I'd had that big lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And, y'all, about that time, the doorbell rang. Big Fatty. And it was a solicitation. Well, kind of. Y'all, it was Nick. It was Nick. He stopped by on his way home from work. And I hadn't seen him since I've been back from Hatlanta. And we just kind of caught up. We had a little cocktail. And, y'all, then I got him to help me move. You know, y'all, I've my recording studio here at the villa. It's in the smallest of the three bedrooms here at the villa. And y'all, I had decided that I was going to bring my mother's computer desk back with me. And y'all, so I needed to get rid of the glass desk that I had in it was L-shaped, but y'all, it's too much. It was just too much. And y'all, I wanted to get rid of this terrible, y'all, don't ever buy rooms to go furniture. It's awful. Y'all, I had a love seat in here. Y'all, it was falling to pieces and it stained the carpet. Big Fatty, I thought that was you that did that. No. And so y'all, I'm going to have the carpet replaced in this bedroom. I'll probably do it in the other bedroom too. Maybe not in the master bedroom, Big Fatty. But we'll see. And y'all, so he helped me carry out the love seat. Y'all, we couldn't get it out the damn door of the studio. I don't know. And y'all, we just kind of forced it, and it kind of chewed up the door casing a little bit. I've got to get out some touch up paint. Yes, Big Fatty, touch up paint. And but we carried it out to be hauled off. You know, the big claw comes by each week and picks up stuff that you set out. And so that'll be be disappearing. And y'all, then I got up Thursday. Well, no, let me back up. I watched the Survivor. Y'all, it was a 2-hour Survivor on Wednesday night. And y'all, it's good. It's getting good. It's still stupid. The Island of the Idols theme. It's just y'all. It was just terrible. I don't know how that got by standards and practices. Ready? And anyway, y'all slept pretty well. It was nice and cool, and I had the electric camisole on the bed just right. And y'all got up on Thursday morning and had my coffee. And y'all, then I started taking everything off of the glass desk. Oh, and Nick also helped me bring in the desk that was still in ruby red also. Cleared everything off the glass desk. But y'all, I needed a hex wrench to take it all apart. And y'all, I went out to my little storage area and I found one. So I came in and disassembled the glass desk. And y'all, I've changed my mind about the setup of the recording studio, but I like what I've decided on. And so anyway, I've set up the recording desk. The only thing is the micro hoist and the computer are reversed now, so the computer is now on the left, and the micro hoist is on the right. And also, it's thrown me a little bit. Big Freddy, the old people get confused. It's true. And the other thing is that the computer is closer to me than it was on the glass desk. So I'm kind of having to readjust to that as well. But anyway, y'all, I've got it all set up, got the glass desk out, and y'all, I think it's going to be okay. So that's that. Now, y'all, a couple of other things that have been on my list here for a while. You remember when I was in Hatlanta back in September, or I guess it was October, y'all, I had the incident at the ATM machine. You know, I went to get the cash money from the ATM machine, and y'all, I didn't see the cash money, and it took it back in, and I filed a report and everything. Y'all, well, it's finally been confirmed that the machine, the mechanical, did indeed take the cash money, so I've been officially credited with the money that I did not get. So, y'all, the other thing that I wanted to tell you about, my Northeast Straight Daddy, number one Northeast Straight Daddy, Little Logan had the Halloweeny, the gay crema. And y'all, you know, I had said something about I didn't get to see the costumes, and y'all, Dan sent me the picture of the whole family, and y'all, Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend, y'all, I think she is dressed as the penguin, you know, the Burgess Meredith penguin from the Batman, and the Northeast Straight Daddy is dressed as the Caped Crusader himself, and y'all, little Logan, y'all, he's got on the cutest, just the cutest little outfit. He's Robin the Boy Wonder. Big Freddy, he didn't take after his daddy. That's, well, anyway, but, and y'all, then there was a picture of them going to the scary store, and they're looking at some sort of Max or something like that. And y'all, then there's a picture of the Boy Wonder, and y'all, there must be 400 pieces of candy, of the candies on the floor. Y'all, I found out that little Logan did not actually go trick or treating, but this is the candies that were being handed out by the Northeast Straight Daddy family, and y'all, it is just cute as they can be. And y'all, the last thing I want to tell you about to catch up on things, y'all, first of all, I do have a couple of voice letters that I will get to next week. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, I got a testimonium from my sister-in-law. Y'all, the Hatterina received a summons for jury duty. And y'all, the Hatterina, the one thing she hated, y'all, they used to take the jury duty rolls from the voter registration, and y'all, so she didn't vote for many years until she became 65, so she wouldn't have to serve jury duty, and here she is, gone to glory, and she receives a jury summons. Big Fatty! So, needless to say, she will not be able to perform her civic duty. Big Fatty, God bless America! Only there would they... Oh! Would they get dead people? No, well, never mind. I'm sure there's plenty of dead people on the jury rolls. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I know it all sounds a little bit different, but it's everything is set exactly as it was, but I guess that's the new normal. Better than the old normal. Well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Taste Like Burning, and Tim and James and Tim, what do you say to what do you think when you are listening to the BFO?
Happy, you probably don't even know who Big Fatty is.
Oh, Big Fatty and the other half wish they didn't know. Beep.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.